Glenn, G-L-E-N, Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-G-N-T-O-N, 13135. Today's 5/22. Mr. Pennington was seen today for face-to-face evaluation at 5 p.m. at his residence on 5927 BELABOR Street in Houston, Texas, period. This is a 79-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with coronary artery disease, period. Patient has a pacemaker and defibrillator in place. He's quite weak. He speaks in a whisper. He eats very little. He has severe protein calorie malnutrition, continues to lose weight. He's now total bedbound, ADL dependent. One thing that's new is the increased fluid retention in his legs and lower extremity, most likely related to his end-stage heart disease and congestive heart failure, period. His heart rate also appears to be irregular, which could be consistent with atrial fibrillation, period. He has oxygen in place, but refuses to use his oxygen. I explained to the patient that using the oxygen, especially at night, could benefit him regarding his lower extremity edema, period. He has extensive history of smoking and requires anxiolytics for increased anxiety and air hunger, period. Patient sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day, eating very little, appears cachexic. I've recommended oxygen now at all times. With O2 saturation in the high 80s and heart rate of 100 with irregular rhythm, period. Patient would benefit from Lasix, low dose 20 milligram in legs elevation, and oxygen to help with history of end-stage heart disease, as well as possible atrial fibrillation with irregular rhythm, as well as symptoms of congestive heart failure. Period. Patient is not a candidate for anticoagulation regarding his atrial fibrillation. Great. Prognosis is quite grave. Thank you.